Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey man, the team just, they just swept the Twins. They just swept the Twins. And, you know, this time last week, we were talking about winning back-to-back series and, you know, including one over Cleveland. And I remember some of the social media feedback we got, some of the whether it be through Twitch or Twitter or wherever, and it was, just wait till they play the Twins. Just wait till they play the Twins. Well, they played the Twins. They swept the Twins.
Yeah, they got what they needed, which was better starting pitching. It was great to see Matthew Boyd get out there and throw six strong innings. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you have a, if pitchers have a different mindset when it's a seven-inning game or not because of the doubleheader situation. But that was interesting to watch, the doubleheader in Major League Baseball, how it's going with the minor league rules there. It worked to the Tigers' advantage, so that's good.
Yep.
Scuba looked pretty good in his outing. And then he had Casey Mize yesterday. But the bullpen was outstanding throughout the weekend, and you're encouraged because you see signs that, okay, can this get better? You know, Matthew Boyd was better his previous start, but not great. This past start, he was more towards the great part. And Scuba was better his last start, but not very good. This time out, he was good. And that's important. And with the day off today and the way things work because of the weather over the weekend, an extra day of rest for Spencer Turnbull. So he'll pitch on Wednesday, and we'll have Fulmer going tomorrow. If the pitching improves, this team can win games.
Yeah,
because the lineup is solid enough. It's not a great lineup, but it's a lineup that has been chock full of timely hitting.
I was about to say, I don't know if I'd call it a solid lineup. I'd call it a lineup that's come through. I'd call it a lineup that has. I mean, when they're winning, it feels like they always get the timely hit. Which I mean, you know, thanks Casey Stengel, right? I mean, that's right, baseball, right. But it does. I don't think there's a whole lot of fear from opposing pitchers when they look at the Tigers lineup. They just have been getting timely hits.
Yeah, they have been getting timely hits. They exploded the other day when they had 16 hits or something like that. But it's been remarkable this year that they have had that timing. And They've hit a lot of big flies. They have hit a bunch of home runs, which is certainly not the case last year. And it's not like one guy. They don't have that one. The one slugger is out there who's got, you know, 12 home runs already. It's just, it seems like everybody on this team has five home runs. It's nice.
Okay, so look, for people who are going to be out and about today, you can stream the show with the radio.com app. Just download it for your mobile device. Take the show with you anywhere. You can also stream the show through our new website, which has been redesigned, 971theticket.com. And I understand has gotten rave reviews from people who care about it. So 971theticket.com, stream the show that way. You can also watch the show on Twitch, which today might be a bit of a treat. Because I just downloaded the Twitch feed to see if it was up and working because there were some problems earlier. And Gator's doing the show outside today. What are you, in the backyard?
Yeah, I'm in the back patio.
Yeah, so you got the, what do you got, the laptop out there now?
I do.
Okay. At some point, are we going to, Big Boss Man is gone, I know, and so you're not going to give people the tour or to try and show him on the Twitch feed, the giant frog that used to live in your little pond.
Right. No, I have, there are plenty of other frogs that live in the pond, but I don't think we're going to be seeing too many of them today because it's supposed to be cooler today.
Mm-hmm.
They like to show up when it's like 90. They're all over the pond. There's usually a half dozen you can see in there, but I have seen some relatives of Big Boss Man. I mean, so there's some. I've seen some big frogs this year.
Yeah, somebody just put on the Twitch feed. Gator has a fat head behind him, just like Doug has at his house. And no, Gator's actually outside. Gator's doing a show from the backyard today. So,
I also have a fat head. But that's completely different than what you're talking about.
Anyway, if you want to see Gator's backyard, he's doing the show from outside today. Follow on Twitch. Go to twitch.tv on the internet, and then just put in the search bar 971 the ticket. All right, so trade deadline day, Al Avila is estimated he's talked to about 20 teams. And, you know, the question is, should 16-16 and two games out have any impact on what they do today? Any impact at all? I mean, they're two games behind Toronto for the last wild card, 2.5 games behind Minnesota after the sweep. And, you know, there's a lot of moving parts here. And, you know, the pandemic being one of them. And the fact that, you know, scouts can't go to other teams' games. And there's very little information on the 30 guys down the on the alternate site training. And you can't go watch those games and get a read. There is the fact that the season, I mean, it feels like it's going okay, but you never know when a COVID outbreak might put the season in jeopardy. There's the fact that big money contracts that typically get moved, owners are a little bit hesitant to take on those contracts because they don't know what the finances of the league is going to, what they're going to look like next year. So there's a lot impacting this trade deadline. And part of it is the Tigers are 16-16. So let's start there. It's a playoff format, and being a 500 team with a chance at the postseason, should that impact their strategy at trade deadline time?
I really hope not. I think you always scour and look and see if there's a player that can make you better for this year. But and go ahead and add that player so long as it's not going to be at the expense of you know, what you currently have, because that's going to be bad. I don't want to start taking away parts of this team's future because we're flirting with the idea of competing in the playoffs in the COVID season. I love this season is a sprint. I'm enjoying the hell out of it. I'm very enthusiastic about it, but I don't want to see them start. You know, let's trade Alex Fiedo for some team's you know, expiring contract just to go for it. You know,
yeah,
what I mean?
I'm okay with them maybe dipping into the pitching depth to add some hitting depth in terms of young players, right? But that's still even a trade. I mean, if they take a future asset like Fiedo and spin him into a position player future asset, you know, of like ranking, I'm okay with that. Prospect for prospect type of deal. I mean, I guess the question is, are they more likely to stand pat than just sell a guy? I mean, the idea that they have, they do have coveted players right now, whether it be Scope, Turnbull. I mean, want to take Gregory Soto. You've got Austin Romine, who I guess is getting some looks. You know, they could, Daniel Norris, they could trade somebody. But is the price for them go up even just a little bit? They're asking price because they're 16-16. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It could go up. And if the asking price goes, look, if some team is desperate and they offer the Tigers a top 100 prospect for Jonathan Scope, make the deal. Okay.
Right.
Even though I'd love the Tigers to sign Jonathan Scope to an extension, but don't be foolish about that. I just don't know if that's actually in the cards.
Yeah. I mean, I look at this and I think it does. I think being 16-16 does impact them in only this way. I think they will ask for a little bit more. I think they'll ask for a little bit more when somebody calls and asks about Jonathan Schoop. Now, John Morosi tweeted out within the last hour, the Tigers are not engaging in trade talks for Jonathan Schoop. And that's something that surprises me a little bit, but I'm also, I'm cognizant of the fact that this can also be a public ploy. There's the word.
There he is.
It could be a public ploy to drive up the price, right? I mean, here's the exact tweet from John Morosi. The Tigers are not engaging in trade talks on Jonathan Schoop, a free agent after this year. Schoop would be a natural player to move if the Tigers plan to sell. Thus, it appears they won't. They are 16-16 and trail the Blue Jays by two games for the final AL playoff spot. We tweeted out and asked if that was a mistake and got a lot of reaction. 248-539-9797. Let's get to more of this because there's a lot to talk about deadline day with the Tigers sweeping of the Twins, what it means for the season and what it means for the strategy moving forward. Here on Carson Anderson, open lines. Gator doing the show outside today here on 97.1 The Ticket. All right, Doug Carson, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket, open lines. 248-539-9797. A bit of a buzz. You know how big that buzz is. It's not a roar about the Tigers, but let's face facts. It's been a few years since we've been able to talk about the Tigers in it on August 31st. Of course, we're aware of the story, but that doesn't mean we can't have fun with it. And we are. In the meantime, it's trade deadline day. And one of the first things we've thrown out there is whether or not at 16-16, that should impact their approach to the trade deadline in any way. And I don't think, we're not talking about getting particularly crazy here. And what I mean by that is saying, like, go buy, like, you know, go add some parts, start selling off your youngsters for you know, veterans to try and make a run. It just might make the Tigers a little bit more reluctant to part with a Jonathan Schoop, a Daniel Norris. It just drive their point because they can legitimately say, well, we're in it here for some reason. Now, the weird part about being in it is, you know, if you make the postseason in a normal year, you get things like postseason gate and you get, you know, a lot of you're more likely going to sell paraphernalia and make money and marketing and all that. I mean, this year seems rather unlikely.
Grand scale, but I mean, if they were to make the playoffs, it would certainly be beneficial, but not like it would normally be. No.
Yeah. So 248-539-9797 if you do want to get in on this. And we do have feedback coming in on it, which we will get to in a moment. Mondays mean champ and chump. So who's your champ and chump on a weekend? Who should be singled out for having a great weekend? Who should be called out for having a weekend that stinks? We'll have our champ and chump nominations today at 10:35. Here's some of the feedback coming in right now. From David, if you get a good deal that can really help you in the future, you have to take the deal. They are not close to the top of the American League. Kent says, what is the Daniel Norris like for real? I was a little surprised to see that the Rays have interest in Daniel Norris. He's a versatile left-handed arm out of the bullpen who can serve in that opener role for you. And the Rays are really big on that. He can go middle innings for you. So what is the potential return? I can't imagine it would be a blow-you-away potential return. But here's what you have to remember. Norris can be traded along with another player. Like I was thinking today, Gator, you've got these teams that are interested in Schoop, and with a report out there, the Tigers are in talks, but a lot can change between now and 4 o'clock. The Dodgers, the Athletics, the White Sox, all teams that have an interest in Schoop. Now, keep in mind, the Dodgers just called up Gavin Lux, one of their top prospects, and he's a second baseman, and he's going to be rotated in there.
He's a top 10 prospect in all of baseball.
What would you get in return if you paired Spencer Turnbull and Jonathan Schoop?
If you paired Spencer Turnbull?
Yep.
And Schoop?
Yep.
I think you'd get in normal season, you'd get a hell of a return. I don't know about COVID, but I would think that you would still get a pretty good prospect in return for Spencer Turnbull.
You get a top 100 guy, right?
I would think.
Would you get a top 50 guy?
I don't know about that. It's a small sample size with him, but encouraging.
Turnbull.
Yeah, Turnbull is. But I could not see the Tigers doing that. I don't think they're going to be very active today. I think their phone's going to be ringing. I think the teams will call them about trying to acquire some guys. And you might see a move like Cameron maybe could be dealt, you know? Cameron made him the Tigers this year. He's been in and out of the lineup with injuries, but he's shown the ability to still be able. But one of his assets is his legs, and he's got the leg issues right now that are kind of slowing him down. But I could see him being moved. I don't know if anybody has interest in Nova, but that's a guy who can be moved because he's on the short contract. But really, the two big prizes for people looking around the league are Scope and Romine.
Yeah, I mean,
Romine's, to a degree.
Romine's an interesting one because I feel like we all have a guy that you'd like put your foot down and say not him, and I can't believe that mine might be Austin Romine. I can't believe it because on paper that makes no sense. But in reality, they have no Kenny Rogers or even what would be Justin Verlander if he's still on this staff. No veteran in the locker room that I think clearly serves as the sounding board for all the young arms. I think the Tigers, if the Tigers have that guy, it might be Jack Morris, who's in the broadcast booth.
Right.
And so what do you have instead of that? You got a 10-year veteran catcher, you know, that might be fulfilling that role. So I do think that's important to bring these guys along to have a sounding board. And if they trade Romine, I feel like that's a void that stunts the growth that helps these guys. Now, how much? I mean, if somebody, I can't imagine a deal coming in where they trade Austin Romine. They got what? Right? We can't believe how good it is. So I just wouldn't trade him. And that's not even about the here and the now. That's about the future.
Yeah, I get it. I'm still kind of, I like the idea of extending both Scope and Romine for another year, just because I think that there are positions of need for this team right now. Get into a trade discussion next year where if they perform like they perform, and there's no reason to think that they wouldn't, that's maybe you'd get a bigger haul in return. But you have to listen. We both have kind of called out Al Avila for his tactics and what he lets people know. I don't know if this is, just throwing a tough face out there from the report, but you got to listen to everybody, though. I mean, if somebody's going to come calling about Scope, you can't just put up the stone wall and say, not going to happen.
You wouldn't think it would make sense.
No. Daniel Norris is an interesting one because he was a big piece in that trade they made a few years ago when they had the purge, right?
Yep.
He was a huge piece, along with Matthew Boyd. And Norris was on the fast track to get here, and he never found his footing. You know, he had a good game here and there, but just wasn't really consistent and then battled injuries. This year they've got him in this role of long relief or opener as a starter, and he's done really well in this role. He's pitched 15 innings. His ERA is 2.4. I mean, it's an extraordinarily small sample size. This would be like, three starts to start the season when you get 15 innings in there. But the whip is right at 1.0. He looks different. He looks good, and he's under team control for several more years with arbitration. So I think that he might have some value if the Tigers were to move on from him, if they were listening to offers. But it's, this is one of those days that you tell I could be a fly on the wall anywhere in sports, a fly on the wall in the general manager's office of a baseball team on trade deadline day is definitely one of them.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Yeah.
Or how about this? Have a phone tap.
Fly on the wall, be a bug on the phone?
Yes.
100%.
Yep. Just have access to be able to have, see his texts as they come in.
Right.
Yes. 248-539-9797.
So, we're talking obviously Tigers and trade deadline. Kind of buyer, seller, stand pat, whatever, right. Knowing how the season's short and everything, we all realize that. But I think if you put it, you ask this question to find where people are at, and I'm asking you, would you rather win the World Series this year or lose every single game from here on out and get Kumar Rocker next year?
That's a great question.
I'd like the people to answer too and take a text.
Okay, it's a great question. Kumar Rocker is the presumptive number one pick in next year's draft.
From Vanderbilt.
He already looks like an MLB arm. If you haven't seen Kumar Rocker, he's probably, what do you say, Gator, 27, 28 years old?
He
looks like it.
Remember when the Tigers had a top pick a couple years ago and they're Brady Singer, Casey Mize, that whole debate that's going on. There's no debate.
No. This year. Kumar Rocker would step in right now and give you seven innings at the major league level.
So my question is, really
I'm obviously over-exaggerating, but he looks like
he looks awesome. Right. Yep. He's going to be the number one pick. How much do you really care about this year?
I'd rather they win the World Series this year.
I would. Right, Gator?
Yeah. Kumar Rock, I think. And this year is an asterisk. It doesn't, I mean, it's fun, it's entertaining, and it would be the weakest argument in the world to go into a bar at some rival city and they find out, where are you from? Detroit. Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. Tigers suck. I'm like, yeah, well, we won the World Series in 2020. Like, 2020. That's funny. You know? I mean, it's entertaining to think of it, but yeah, I'd like him to win the World Series, but if I could get Kumar Rocker, I'll take Kumar Rocker.
So you're not, you'd turn down, you want him, you'd rather them lose every game the rest of the way and get Kumar Rocker than win this World Series.
Yeah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.